Until fairly recently, science was largely the province of men. Now the situation is almost reversed. Kathleen Lonsdale was an exception in her day as a scientist of considerable note in Britain. Born Kathleen Yardley in 1903 in Northern Ireland, she was the youngest of 10 children, some of whom died in infancy. Her father, Harry, was a postmaster, and from him Kathleen developed a passion for facts. Her mother, Jessie, was a strong character, committed to the Baptist Church, and the children were brought up accordingly. The family moved to Essex in England because of the Irish Troubles, and Kathleen attended a girls' school at Ilford, at the same time taking classes in physics, chemistry and mathematics at the nearby boys' school. She was the only girl to do this. With a scholarship earned for her excellent studies in geography, Kathleen attended Bedford College of Women in London to study mathematics at the age of 16. She then obtained a university scholarship to focus on physics. And although she studied hard, she also found time to cox a rowing crew and join a music society. Graduating top of her class in 1922 with Bachelor of Science honours, she found a place at the research group run by W.H. Bragg, a crystallographer, and her research concentrated on molecular structures. She subsequently moved to University College, London, where she met her future husband, Thomas Lonsdale. They married in 1927 and moved to Leeds. It was there that Kathleen made her greatest scientific contribution by showing that the benzene ring, a most important compound in organic chemistry, is flat, and she worked out its dimensions. During her time in Leeds, Kathleen became attracted to the Quakers, being convinced that war was evil. This led her to refuse to register for civil defence duties in World War II, and as a result she was confined in Holloway Prison for a month. This was a difficult time for her, with heavy work cleaning and scrubbing, but it was eased somewhat when the prison governor allowed her access to her scientific books to work on in her cell. After she left, she became committed to improving prison conditions and persuaded the authorities to make numerous changes. She also became a prison visitor. Reflecting later on her decision to take a stand and the impact on her three children, she said, quote, "I had wrestled in prayer and I knew beyond all doubt that I must refuse to register, that those who believed that war was the wrong way to fight evil must stand out against it, however much they stood alone, and that I and mine must take the consequences. The "and mine" made it more difficult, but I question whether children can really suffer loss in the long run through having parents who are willing to stand by principles." End of quote. In the 1930s and 40s, Kathleen worked at the Royal Institution in London. This led in 1949 to her appointment as Professor of Chemistry and Head of the Department of Crystallography at the University College, London. During this period, she worked on the constitution of bladder and kidney stones and edited the International Atlas for X-ray Crystallography, the standard work in the field. She was one of the first women to be elected to the Royal Society in 1945. Was first president of the British Association for the Advancement of Science, and in 1965 was made a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, OBE. Kathleen took the view that as a scientist, she had much more to understand, and that two apparently irreconcilable ideas indicated the opportunity for new knowledge about life. Kathleen spoke at times of the difficulty that women had in balancing family responsibility and the work of a scientist. She was a strong advocate for special support being given to women to return to the workforce after caring for children, just as soldiers were helped to return to civilian life after war. Thomas and Kathleen Lonsdale worked together on many peace concerns over the year. Kathleen was articulate in her advocacy of a non-violent approach, saying in 1953, quote, "Christ was crucified, Gandhi was assassinated, yet they did not fail. nor did they leave behind them the hatred, devastation, and bitterness that war, successful or unsuccessful, does leave. What can be claimed, moreover, is that this method of opposing evil is one of which no person, no group, no nation need